This TSN 1040 podcast is powered by Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal. In Fort Coquitlam and online at metromotors.com. It's time for Soccer X Radio. Here's your host, Mike Martinego.
It is Soccer X Radio right here on TSN 1040, tsn1040.ca. You heard my name already, Mike Martinego. Hi, it's a bit of a late edition. I'm still awake, everyone. That's okay. We got week two. We got delayed. We got screwed over. Game seven, double overtime. Get out of here. That went a little long. Vancouver Canadiens radio after that. And then us, here we are, on till midnight. Soccer X Radio, the second installment of this very program. Thanks for checking us out. Thanks for tuning in. As mentioned, Mike Martinego here. I'm on Twitter, at Mike Martinego. Got a busy edition. Last week was an extremely busy edition. By the way, check out Soccer X on Twitter, at SoccerXMedia. Last week's show, we had the former Canadian international, formerly of Whitecaps Broadcast, David Norman. He will join me most weeks. He will join me tonight. He was in studio last week. This week, he's not. That's okay. There's a thing called telephone. That's what we're going to do with him in about, pretty quickly. I'm up against it, folks. Probably in about 7 or 8 minutes or so. So our good friend D Norms will join us. A lot to discuss with him. And we're gonna talk Whitecaps FC. We're sure going to. Right? You know what? I was just about to send tweet on a tweet that I had put together moments ago, and then my great nephew in studio here, Cam, says, "Mike, you're on." And I said, "Oh, no," because I didn't think I was going to be on as quickly as I am. And but that long-winded ramble goes to the fact that a Whitecap will be joining us this week, and he's coming on at about 11:15. He goes by the name of Shannon Williams. If you tuned in last week, if you follow me on Twitter, you would know that I am the president and CEO of the Shannon Williams fan club. Okay, that's not true or official for that matter, but I'm a big fan of his. And full disclosure, we caught up a little earlier. Shannon said, "I go to bed at 10. That's a lie. But, it was going to be too late. So we recorded a little earlier in the evening. Don't worry, nothing's changed from that point. But I told him as much. I said, "You've been really good this year. You have made people around you better." It's a little bit of an elbow towards Kendall Waston. He has. I said it a week ago. I say it constantly. For me, he has done so much, not only to solidify a position in right back that needed a lot of help after Steven Betashore took off, / was cast aside, and then the revolving door that was last year. And as I mentioned previously, not to pick on the likes of a Jordan Smith, Fraser Aird, etc., but they just weren't good enough last year. And the Caps weren't good enough. And Kendall Waston wasn't good enough. Be it discipline, be it positioning, be it not getting help from his right back. And this is the point here. This is Shannon Williams coming into Vancouver. Obviously, the Caps were interested in his services. They acquire him, they slot him in, and away we go. I think he's been terrific, and I can't stress it enough. And I said it a week ago. I've said that about seven times now. But the fact is, there's been a lot of talk, a lot of boasting almost that Kendall Waston has been so much better this year, and he has. But it hasn't all just boiled down to the discipline factor. That's been a key component of it. But for me, a large issue in all of that has been a very strong right back in Shannon Williams, who has, again, provided a lot of support, whether it's defending or moving forward, but just being able to get back and just being smart. Not trying to do too much. So, caught up with him a little earlier this evening, and we will play that for you at about 11:15. Whitecaps right back, Shannon Williams. A little later on in the program, I said, you know what, you were okay the first time out. Let's try you again. My good buddy from the province, province.com, Patrick Johnston, who I previously connected with, well, on last week's show, but also for Whitecaps Weekly at theprovince.com, which I don't think we've closed the door on that just yet. But it's on hiatus. I mean, it makes sense, right? Whitecaps Weekly, they're playing consistently, so the show's gone on hiatus. That makes a lot of sense. We'll get back at that later, but he will join me at about 11:30 or so. But as I mentioned, we will talk Whitecaps FC. We'll talk MLS. Maybe we'll even throw in some CPL. I don't know. The Canadian Championship action started this week. The Caps, of course, in action on Tuesday night. A doubleheader of Canadian action. Ottawa home to TFC. And then, of course, you had the Whitecaps home to Montreal. Second legs next week. The Caps were impressive in that one. Bit of a difficult second half, but in the first half, they were very good. 2-1 victory going into that second leg, and a bit of a surprise in the East, where Toronto fell to the Ottawa Fury by a score of 2-1. So we'll touch on that. European leagues, pretty much all done. Serie A has a match day this weekend, but the title's been sorted out. Really just, I think even European spots have been sorted out in Serie A. The whether or not, it comes down more so to Roma and Napoli for 2 and 3 in Serie A to determine, well, who's automatically qualifying for the Champions League and who is going through the playoff. So we can slide that in. Dean Orms will be joining me momentarily, and we'll talk to him about Manchester United. Ugh. His beloved Manchester United, who were victorious yesterday in the Europa League final over Ajax. I wanted to call them Ajax for fun. I know what they're called, people. But Ajax, a victory for United, 2-0. Super underwhelming performance by Ajax. I know it's the whole, we're kids, they're young. But it was just, I thought, tactically and just out of it. Just, it's like the game plan, be damned. There was nothing there. You'd figure they'd know what to expect from Jose Mourinho and Manchester United and what they would do with Marouane Fellaini and how they would play. And it was a very strong professional performance by Mourinho's men, which also, you know, bodes the question. And some people were throwing this out afterwards. Well, what would you prefer? Entertaining brand of football, or would you prefer winning football? So I'll ask Dean Orms about that, because it's a fair question. But for me, in a one-off, if it's winner take all, one game, I think you want to win, don't you? You can have your question marks and you can take your jabs at a side like United. Did they play sexy, attractive? No. Did they win? Yes. Guess what? They're going to the Champions League next year. Automatic qualification. Oh, to be an Arsenal fan. We'll take a pause for now. An abbreviated edition going on till midnight. A lot of guests. Patrick Johnston at about 11:30. Whitecaps defender Shannon Williams at 11:15. David Norman, excuse me. He will join me for about maybe 20 minutes or so. But we'll break it up. But he will join me on the other side of this break here. busy edition. Soccer X Radio, right here, TSN 1040.
Eagle Ridge GM, BC's highest volume Chevrolet and GM truck store, is celebrating Truck Month with the year's best offers on the planet's best trucks. Score discounts of up to 15 grand on new GMC Sierras or Chevy Silverados, or receive 0% financing OAC. And to sweeten the deal, Eagle Ridge is offering up to $15,000 in cash back to pay off your credit cards. The time to buy is now. It's Truck Month at Eagle Ridge GM. 2595 Barnett Highway, 2 blocks west of Coquitlam Center.
Eagle Ridge GM saves you money.
Because there is no off-season.
Breaking Canucks news can happen at any time. And TSN 1040 is the number one source to hear about it first.
Picking at five, we're going to have to be a little bit more patient with that player as he continues his development to be an NHL player. And at the end of the day, you know, even the player we get at five could be as skilled as any player in this draft.
Get the instant analysis from the experts you trust.
I would have done the same thing for Daniel and Hank. I mean, are they Hall of Famers? Yeah, I think so. Are they great kids? Absolutely. I would have moved them a couple years ago, just from a Canucks standpoint, just to get something for them.
And it's where you get to talk about it.
I think what the populace is interested in, guys, is the fact that we're not quite sure what they're going to do, but they're going to give all these guys a chance to play, and I'm curious to see that.
Follow every Canucks rumor and move they make leading up to the 2017 entry draft.
Right here on TSN 1040.
The voice of Canucks Nation.
Year-round Canucks coverage on TSN 1040 is powered by Able Auctions.
I want a really tough truck.
Done. F-150.
I want a capable truck with the latest tech.
Done. F-150 again.
And I want a good deal.
Done, done, and done. During More For You from Ford, not only do you get the new 2017 F-150, but from May 19th to the 29th, get up to $7,500 in rebates. Plus, you still get a $750 spring bonus on most models.
I want to sound like you.
Good luck with that. Tough, smart, capable, undisputed. Visit findyourford.ca for details.
Hi, I'm Matt Sakaris, and I'd like to talk more about the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan. Did you know that thousands of small business owners join the Chambers Plan each year? Well, they do. And it's because it's the simple, stable, smart choice for their business, combining accessibility, flexible options, and pooled benefits that add stability to their employee benefits. Get in the pool with the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, the number one choice for small business. For a free quote, go to buychambers.ca, buychambers.ca.
How Bell makes having fun better.
Hey, what are you playing?
Titans of Tyranny. I'm up to level 17.
At the bus stop. You're not worried about running out of data.
Do I look worried?
No.
Do I sound worried?
No.
That's because I'm not worried.
Oh.
Now for a limited time, get an additional 2 gigabytes of data with select 2-year plans, plus amazing phones at amazing prices. All on Canada's best national network. Bell, having fun just got better. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca for details.
Want to see your kid make giant improvements in their hockey skills? Then go to tsn1040.ca and enter to win a spot in the Vancouver Giants Hockey School. August 14th to 18th at the Ladner Leisure Center, Vancouver Giants players and coaches, including head coach Jason McKee, will give young skaters between the ages of 5 and 12 valuable tips on how to improve their game. For more on the Vancouver Giants Hockey School, visit vancouvergiants.com or enter to win a spot now at tsn1040.ca.
John Abbott here for RenoPro, your source for expert home renovations. When it comes to gutters, you can trust RenoPro's gutter division. They custom design and laser measure with your preference of profile and color in mind, and RenoPro's award-winning installers will produce custom length, seamless gutters right on site, so they'll be a perfect fit every time. Start your project today and receive special pricing on replacement gutters and cleaning. It's as easy as clicking
RenoPro.co.
Get up, get coffee, get more coffee with Apple Pay. Go to work, do my thing, pay for lunch. Back to work, get an RBC alert. It's payday, nice. Meet friends for dinner, tell Siri to send money, split the bill with no fee, split for home.
You do a lot. Bank seamlessly and securely with RBC and Apple products. Switch to an RBC all-inclusive account and get your choice of an iPhone SE for just $79 or a complimentary Apple Watch. Offer ends September 1st. Conditions apply.
You're listening to Soccer X Radio on TSN 1040.
It's Soccer X Radio right here, TSN 1040, tsn1040.ca. Mike Martinego with you. Until midnight this evening, we were supposed to start earlier, like I mentioned earlier. thank you, NHL playoffs. But that's okay. We're here, and we will get you through to midnight. Last week, I was joined in studio by co-host and, more importantly, friend David Norman. He's not here with me tonight, but he's going to join me on the phone line. David, are you there?
I am certainly here. And I'm sorry I'm not there, but as you know, I've been moving for the last 2 days, so rather busy, and appreciate you just getting me on the phone tonight.
I understand. It's all good, buddy. Busy week for you. Pretty busy week for the Caps. And I was saying earlier, we're going to talk our Caps. We're gonna touch on your Manchester United, okay? Okay, we will later. Is that okay?
Of course we will. That'll be good.
And FA Cup. I didn't mention that earlier, but the FA Cup on Saturday with Chelsea and Antonio Conte looking to go after the double as Chelsea takes on Arsenal. But with Whitecaps FC, we talked about a week ago where they were in the lead up to a nice stretch of home matches. They've got two in the bag, one in league and one in Canadian championship action. And for the most part, they went pretty well. They, you know, you can say they took on maybe a bit of a weakened Sporting Kansas City side, but as we all know, you can only play what's in front of you. And they did really well, and they scored one of the better goals that you'll see, I think, in an MLS campaign where, I mean, it was an exceptional team goal. Just breaking it down one by one, when you look at the ball that Kendall Waston put into the corner to Shane and Williams, who then decided to pull out the old technique and whip it across, and then Christian Bolaños maybe even one-ups him with a pass off his chest, and Teixeira bags the goal, and away we go. It was a good day for the Caps last Saturday.
It certainly was, and as you say, that goal highlights, if it doesn't win any awards for goal of the week or goal of the month or goal of the year, it's certainly up for team goal of the week, month, and year. There's no doubt about that. Most of those efforts that win those types of awards, Mike, as you know, are individual efforts, a great dribble or a blast from 25 yards, a volley from somewhere, and of course the overhead bicycle kick is always a good one for goal of the week. But I think you're right. You're not going to see many better team goals than that. And the elements that you just talked about, it was so, each one of them is so different, because that first one from Kendall, a long ball that was perfectly placed. And, you know, he typically, when Kendall's knocking a long ball, it's in the inside position. He's trying to get it up to a striker, but it was a beautiful crossfield ball. And Shane and Williams timed his run perfectly. He gets on it, and as you said, volleys it across. Those usually either go skidding along the deck, or they go rooftop, and they're out over the back of the goal somewhere.
Absolutely,
but it was a great cross. And then Bolaños backpedaling and still gets enough of a little bit of a bump on his chest pass into Teixeira, who finishes it off. And what would have been a good goal if it had just been laid back to him. So each one of the elements of that team goal were difficult in their own right, and for all of them to come off at the same time was a real treat. In a first half that really wasn't that exciting. The second half I thought was very, very good. We can get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But the first half, they didn't have that. Neither team, for me, had that real bite to the game. And Whitecaps certainly had that in the second half, but maybe that goal fueled them on a little bit.
Yeah, first half was almost a bit of like an away performance from the Caps. It was very dry, just go through the motions, and then they really brought things to life with that goal in the 40th minute. We saw the insertion of Alphonso Davies in the 62nd minute. Moments later, he goes on a run and is taken out by, I think it was Roger Espinoza. And it was pretty filthy. It was a pretty filthy challenge. And I think he saw yellow, but no supplemental discipline. Davies, fortunately, is fine. And then from the ensuing set piece, Tim Parker gets his head on the ball. And I think that's one thing that, you know, Tim Parker, he scored a goal way back when, but it's been a bit of a dry spell for him. And it was great to see him get on the board.
Well, a bit of a dry spell. And, you know, I think Tim would be the first one to admit he did not play up to his standards last year that he set in his rookie year. and 2015. In fact, some great stories about him driving from his home in New York all the way to Vancouver for the preseason on his own, gave him lots of time to think, set goals, and really came in committed to getting back to the levels that he had in 2015. And there's absolutely no doubt he has done that. A lot of friends of mine, a lot of pundits, a lot of media guys would have him as their player of the year at this point. He's certainly, for me, in the top two or three. He's had a superb season and caps it off with that goal. Just to touch on the foul you talked about on young Alphonso Davies, I fully understand that Roger Espinosa slipped, but I totally believe that at the end, he knew he was beaten. He didn't want the youngster to get away from him, mm-hmm. and lashed out with his feet and took him down. And your heart kind of jumps up, doesn't it? And you go, oh, no. And I thought for a moment there that the young lad was seriously injured, because it was a horrendous tackle. Whether he slipped and it was an accident, or it's, in my opinion, he slipped and then took him out and took that opportunity to do so, it was a red card for me any day of the week. The good news out of it is, well, number one, the cap score on it.
Yeah.
The best news is, of course, that Alphonso wasn't seriously injured on that play, because I think he could have been.
It was a bit surprising. I mean, he got his yellow, and as you mentioned, it very, very debatable. It could have been a red card, and it was interesting to see today a little bit of sass, which I always appreciate, from the Whitecaps mm-hmm. FC Twitter account, because MLS released their information about the disciplinary committee and suspensions for this player, that player, Kyle Beckerman among them. And they said, something's missing here. Are we missing anything? And they made reference.
Because it is. It's any day of the week for me, that was a red card. Then you take into effect, he's a wonderful player. He's a great defensive holding midfielder. He's a tough Honduran. There's no doubt about that. But at that exact moment, he knew exactly what he was doing. He did. I think he either stubbed his toe or slipped, but he knew exactly what he was doing on the follow through, and he was just not letting Alphonso get away with it, whether he slipped or stubbed his toe or not. So I think if you know football and you see that in real time from a close up angle, and then in slow time, he knew exactly what he was doing.
David Norman joining us here, SoccerX Radio, TSN 1040, TSN 1040.ca. I want to go through the Montreal match and, of course, head off to Europe on the other side. So we'll throw you on hold for now, and we'll catch up with you again in a couple minutes.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
All right. So D-Norms will continue with us on the other side of a break. As I mentioned, we'll look at that Montreal match, a 2-1 victory for the Caps, talk about Alphonso Davies, his performance, and we'll talk about Manchester United for David. We'll talk about the FA Cup as well with Davey on the other side. SoccerX Radio right here, TSN 1040.
A message from Canadian Blood Services. Here in your community and all across the country, there's an immediate need for donations, and you can do something about it. You're busy, but are you really too busy to roll up your sleeve and donate blood for someone whose life depends on it? Give life. Book an appointment now at blood.ca. Canadian Blood Services. It's in you to give.
There are 3,000 appointments to be filled every week before Canada Day. Book now at blood.ca.
Vancouver's hottest tickets are on sale now. The Vancouver Canadiens' home opener is Tuesday, June 20th, and single-game tickets for every game are on sale now. Fireworks extravaganzas, Scotiabank Nooners, A&W Family Fun Sundays. Guarantee your seat for the games you want to see, starting from just $14 a game. Vancouver Canadiens Baseball, Scotiabank Field, Nat Bailey Stadium. Order your single tickets now, 604-872-5232 or CanadiansBaseball.com.
How Bell makes having fun better.
Hey, what are you playing?
Titans of Tyranny. I'm up to level 17.
At the bus stop. You're not worried about running out of data.
Do I look worried?
No.
Do I sound worried?
No.
That's because I'm not worried.
Oh.
Now for a limited time, get an additional 2 gigabytes of data with select 2-year plans. Plus amazing phones at amazing prices. All on Canada's best national network. Bell. Having fun just got better. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca for details.
It's playoff time at Persona's Patio Restaurant and Lounge, and Persona's has your shot to see the finals live. Enjoy a Bud or Bud Light during any playoff game at Persona's and enter for a chance to win a trip for two to catch a game during the final. And with baseball, the Caps, and UFC events upcoming, you know you can always catch the game at Persona's. Plus, all month long, get $1 off Kettle One specialty cocktails like the Kettle One Bay Breeze or the Dutch Mule. Come satisfy your cravings at Persona's Patio Restaurant and Lounge in the Grand Villa Casino and at mypersonas.ca.
Kia's picture payment sales event is on at Apple with Kia. And instead of giving you the base model, you know, the one you don't really want, we're going all out on the one you do want. The all-new 2017 Kia Forte EX Luxury with sunroof, smart key, power seats, memory seats, heated seats, all for only $299 a month, not bi-weekly, monthly, and a five-year full comprehensive warranty and a lifetime engine warranty. Yeah, it's all good. See us for details at Applewood Kia, Surrey and Langley, and applewood.ca.
Now at Lowe's, Save the Tax is held over until May 28th on patio, nursery, gardening, flooring, and fashion plumbing. See store or lowes.ca for details. Only at Lowe's.
Stopping American leaks in the Manchester bombing investigation. This is Lisa Laflamme tonight on CTV National News. The emotional royal visit to the victims. Full details tonight at 11 on CTV National News.
Eagle Ridge GM, BC's highest volume Chevrolet and GM truck store, is celebrating Truck Month with the year's best offers on the planet's best trucks. Score discounts of up to 15 grand on new GMC Sierras or Chevy Silverados, or receive 0% financing OAC. And to sweeten the deal, Eagle Ridge is offering up to $15,000 in cash back to pay off your credit cards. The time to buy is now. It's Truck Month at Eagle Ridge GM. 2595 Barnett Highway, 2 blocks west of Quitlam Center.
Attention all passengers. Now boarding a direct flight to more forgiving insurance with Bel Air Direct. Bel Air Direct's accident forgiveness and home claim forgiveness stop your premiums from rising due to your first two at-fault car accidents or your first home insurance claim. Plus, British Columbians could save up to $250 by switching their optional car and their home insurance to Bel Air Direct. Don't miss this boarding call for more forgiving insurance. For more details or a quote, call us or visit belairdirect.com. Conditions apply.
The Canucks calendar on TSN 1040.
5 seconds left in the period. Work to the line. Edler at left point shoots and scores! Finds Hendrick, backhander, scores!
Gather your friends or colleagues and check out the Sports Bar Live at Rogers Arena. Join us at the Sports Bar Live at Rogers Arena this month for all your favorite sports, including UFC, the Stanley Cup Playoffs, and Blue Jays baseball. Don't miss any of the action. Make a reservation now at thesportsbar.ca.
The Canucks calendar, heard exclusively on TSN 1040.
1 second. Hello?
Hi, fishing rod?
Eric?
Yeah?
Why are you calling me?
I drove the Subaru to the lake, and I can't stop thinking about you. I want you back, fishing rod.
You think you can just leave me in the garage, then have me back in the spring?
I miss you.
Well, maybe you should have thought of that before leaving me for snowboard.
It was winter. I thought we were on a break.
It's called ice fishing, Eric. Look it up.
So cold.
Reunite with spring with great rates from 0.5% at your local Western Subaru dealers. Subaru, confidence in motion.
Now, a TSN 1040 Sports Center update.
Cam Bear with the TSN 1040 Sports Center update. Start on the ice where the Stanley Cup final is all set as the Penguins beat the Senators 3-2 in double OT. Chris Kunitz with 2 goals, including the OT winner, and he's ready to prep for the Preds.
We got to make sure we're, you know, prepared for another different type of team. We have to. They have a speed team that's going to come at you with some active D. They have 4 Carlsons on their team with a great goaltender. We're going to have to come out and, you know, figure a game plan to play with speed, play with pace, and try to, you know, dictate a Penguins game.
Game one of the Stanley Cup final between Pittsburgh and Nashville gets going Monday. We'll have it for you at 5 on TSN 1040 to the hard court, where it's come down to a familiar story.
For a third consecutive season, the Cleveland Cavaliers are the champions of the Eastern Conference in the NBA. It is what everybody wanted to see. It is what everybody is going to get in the NBA Finals for a third straight year. The Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors in the rubber match.
Yeah, Cleveland wins 135-102 to eliminate the Celtics and move on to the NBA Finals, as you heard. Third straight years of Cavs and Warriors. Game 1 goes a week from today. We'll have it on TSN 1410. And to the bigs, where Seattle doubled up Washington 4-2 to end a 5-game losing streak. Elsewhere, the Red Sox beat the Rangers 6-2. Cubs topped the Giants 5-1. Blue Jays have the day off ahead of a 10-game homestand starting tomorrow night. Now back to SoccerX Radio on TSN 1040.
Yeah.
And now back to Soccer X Radio on TSN 1040. Here's Mike Martinengo.
That would be me. That would be the show, Soccer X Radio, TSN 1040, and the website, .ca. Mike Martinengo with you. David Norman, back on with me. There he is. Gave him a little break there. We talked about the Caps' victory in league play against Sporting Kansas City, and they had to get back at it on Tuesday night against the Montreal Impact, victorious in Canadian championship action. Let's ask you this, though, right off the bat. And we talked about it last week, Davey, about your son, David Jr., on WFC2. He was called up for this match. Didn't play in the match, but just, I mean, really, on the personal level here, just from you as a dad, that must have been really cool to see.
Yeah, absolutely. The family was thrilled to see him warm up and be out there and be a part of the team in a very small way and supporting on the sideline, if you will. And, of course, hoping he'd get in and wasn't to be on that night, and hopefully it's to be at some point in the future here. But it is, you know, when you see the young lads in Matthew Baldissimo, in Gloria Manda, of course, the striker that scored some goals along the way in the USL here, and young David, it's good to see the young guys in and around that mix. And I think that's important for the club as well, is to have their young players come through the club and get different experience levels. And even coming up, sitting on the bench as an 18, watching from that level of the field, listening to the coach, Carl Robinson, you know, before the game at halftime, how he's changing tactics, what he thought of the first half, soaking all that up for those three young guys is very, very important in their move to that next level. You don't just, you know, jump up the next rung of the ladder all of a sudden, unless you're an Alphonso Davies. I know we're going to talk about him. And he is a phenom of some sort that I think the young lad in Montreal on Tableau was very similar. Mm-hmm. Had a fantastic game as well. So, you know, for the young lads that came up and saw that for the first time, it's good for them. And hopefully they get to see more of that as they keep progressing, and hopefully their progress goes in the right way.
I don't want to say that Davies hit the skids recently, but, you know, he came out kind of guns blazing. He was starting matches, and then I think Robbo toned it down a bit. Here he is, he gets a start. And on a side note, I should mention, I do talk to Shane Williams, which will air a little short in a little bit, just about Davies. And Shane Williams is a guy who played with Freddie Adu. And again, not to compare the two, but we all remember Freddie Adu and how he came up. But anyways, he gets the start against the Impact. And I mean, it's headline stuff again. It was a terrific performance. He scores a goal. He plays such a crucial role in the eventual match-winning goal. It was really great stuff from the 16-year-old.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you talk about managing young players. I actually saw Freddie Adu's second game of his career, and that was in L.A. against the Galaxy. And I happened to be down in California. Saw that the game was on and ended up going to the game. Mm-hmm. Saw him play, and he, you know, he looked the part at that point. I think he was only 14 or 15 at the time. Looked the part, but not like Alphonso Davies does, and to be honest, not like Tabla does from Montreal. They are two, for me, very, very unique players. They are exciting. You kind of get stars in your eyes, Mike, if you will, if you can think of Davies on the left or right and Tabla on the left or right with Kyle Larin up front in a Canadian attack. That would be about as good of an mm-hmm. attack as I've seen in a long, long time, if ever, in a Canadian jersey. So three very, very good young players. Obviously, we focus a lot on Alphonso here. And I think you're right with the fact, not that he went off kilter at all, but with all young players, they can get in that first team, and it's almost like an adrenaline rush for that first two or three games, and their energy is up, their thought process is just get out there and get it done. Then all of a sudden they start thinking a little bit, and once you start thinking, that's when you're toast. And I wouldn't quite say that for Alfonso, but I think he had a dip in his form for, you know, maybe three or four games there. He started a couple, as you said. And what did the club do? They brought him back, tailed it back a little bit, hasn't started the last few games, has gone on and made an impact, which again builds on his confidence, builds on his progress forward. So I think they've handled him very, very well to this date. They've played him when he's played well, started him when he's played well. And then in that little bit of a lull, let's say between, you know, Vancouver's game 6 through 9, 7 through 10, something like that, he just dropped off his level a bit, I think. But that game should give him lots of confidence coming into the next few MLS games here.
Soccer X Radio right here, TSN 1040, TSN1040.ca. I'm Mike Martinego. He is David Norman. A quick look ahead to the weekend here for Whitecaps FC, as they have DC United coming to town. A team, well, I'll just cut to it. They're not that good. They haven't been good for a little while here. They got off to a decent start, but they had a three-match homestand, and they lost all of them. And they lost by a combined score of 6-0. So maybe an opportunity to, you know, get away from it all, leave RFK, come out to Vancouver, go across the continent to make amends. But the Caps have to be really licking their lips at this opportunity.
Yeah, they have to be. And as you said, 6 goals against 0-4 at home in 3 games is almost unheard of. I mean, the MLS is a very streaky league, and you see teams going on runs. You look at Chicago, they had a big win tonight, big win for the Western foes, and of course the Vancouver Whitecaps in beating Dallas 2-1, but 4 wins in a row for them. You see Philadelphia looked like their season was almost a bust, then all of a sudden 4 wins in a row, and of course our friends to the east, the Toronto FC, 6 out of 7 wins in a row, the other one being a draw. So the league is very, very streaky like that. And you can kind of see Vancouver, even though they're playing a team that's in poor form in D.C. coming in, I think it's more about Vancouver's form when you look at they've won in all competitions 4 of the last 5 and the MLS 3 out of 4 and 4 out of 6. So they're on a nice little run themselves. And at home against DC, you can't see that stopping. They've got a couple of tough games, of course, after that in the Atlanta team coming in FC Dallas, which is always a fantastic matchup in some place. But they'll focus on this one, Mike, and I think it's going to be more about them and the way that they come out and the way they are aggressive and the way that they can play at home, and we've seen that already this season. So I fully expect to see another W in that column, and I think they are due for it and go on that nice little streak. It's almost a reward, Mike, for doing well on the road, isn't it? You've
Absolutely.
Come home now. You've got 4 at home. Very tough game against FC Dallas at the end. But these next 2 games are very winnable for the Caps and put them on a nice little run.
Yeah, definitely. You know what's interesting about it, too, is looking at Atlanta, and I think they kind of just flew out the gate really strong. The way they were playing and kind of that, just that, the swagger they almost had. And then when you look at, you take a step back, look at the table, and yes, it's early days, but they're on 9th place in the Eastern Conference. They've had a bit of a, you know, a 500 type of run here, 4 victories, 4 defeats and 3 draws, and so they haven't really been earth-shattering. They haven't been like a Toronto FC, but you mentioned Chicago, and we'll save this maybe for next week or beyond, but very interesting to see what's happened with Chicago, what's happened with Houston. You know, a couple sides that were dreadful last year, and, you know, you get one off-season, you make some signings. Obviously, we know with Chicago with Schweinsteiger and kind of how Houston's gone with a couple of fine Honduran players, and look where they are. It's fascinating to see what kind of turnarounds can be had in Major League Soccer just over the course of one very brief offseason.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at the Caps themselves in 2015.
Yeah.
Fantastic season. You know, dropped off last year and looking like this is going to be a very similar, if not even better, than 2015 year for them. The team that's gone absolutely AWOL here is Colorado, where, you know, in 2015, they're the poorest team in the league. One of the best last year, yeah. And now they're the poorest team in the league again. It's incredible, really, to see the drop that they've had. And again, I know we'll talk next week about Atlanta, but they're a real swashbuckling team, aren't they? They win by a lot or lose by a lot, but it looks like they're going to come anywhere that they get to, they're going to come in and attack and get at it.
So we have to make reference to Manchester United winning the Europa League yesterday.
You don't have to, but I would truly appreciate it.
So I mentioned it earlier, and I saw this kind of debate on Twitter, and by no means is it rule or law, but it poses an interesting question. But I was a bit flummoxed by it all, because some people were debating, well, Ajax plays a particular way, you know, I guess you can say an up-tempo way. They like to push. They like to attack. They like to get up. And people were criticizing the way Mourinho put out his men. But like I said earlier, and I will stand by this, if it's a winner-take-all match, that type of scenario, you cannot fault him for trying to win. I mean, you know, I recall when he won the Champions League with Inter, what was it, back in, was it 2009? I mean, he played a particular way. He had to do whatever it took to win. And in this scenario, that's what he did. And guess what? They're going to the Champions League automatically next year.
Yeah, I think all good points. I think at the end of the day, it is about winning. And as you said, some of the stuff on Twitter, I've seen some debates elsewhere on a few shows and some fascinating stuff in the fact, was it a successful season for Manchester United? And there's a real divide down the middle there, you know, both ways. And I think there's an argument both ways. And I think if you and I were in a room, Mike, and we're in a debate contest, and I had to pull out a stick, and you pulled out a stick, and one was positive, one was negative, it didn't really matter which one you'd pull. You could put a pretty good argument that it was not a successful season. You could put a pretty good argument forward that it was a successful season. I think Jose Mourinho, when he talks about it, he talks about winning trophies, and he's won few trophies. He tries to say three with the Charity Shield, so that's not really a trophy. It's an exhibition game at the beginning of the season. Yeah. Of course, this year against Leicester, so maybe even a little bit easier when they were in their poor form to start the season. But they did win a couple of trophies, absolutely, give them that. They did, in my opinion, get to goal number one and target number one, and that was to be going into Champions League in 2017-2018. And that was crucial for the club for a couple of reasons. One is to for the players that they've brought in to keep them at high-profile levels and to attract other players to come in. They certainly need a few more players if they're going to actually compete for that contest next year. So fascinating season when you look at it. The least wins ever for United in the English Premier League. And I know that for a fact. I believe it was also their most draws ever. So if you look at some of those draws and turn that around next year, I think they certainly will be challenging in 2017-2018 for the English Premier League title, depending on who they bring in. And hopefully they can have a good run. But I think the debate will go on for quite a while, Mike, mm-hmm. on was it a successful season for Jose Mourinho in his first year. I am going to say yes, because of some of the players he inherited, some of the players that are played like they are getting over the hill are certainly not at a top level club anymore, and has brought in some players, obviously, that have turned the team around a little bit.
There's no doubt that the placing in the Premier League table does not look good because it's sixth. But like we've said, I mean, Chelsea, Tottenham, City, Liverpool, United now all going to the Champions League, Liverpool through the qualification route. But the fact mm-hmm. that United goes through automatically And those six teams I mentioned, that top six this year, they are the top six. Like, there's no disputing that, because I was, you know, I was looking at that Premier League table as we got into the final match weeks, and there were some god-awful teams in that league. I mean, if you look, 8th place to 17th were separated by 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
Two victories separating a 17th place side from an 8th place side. You know, if you're saying we finish top half of the table in the Premier League, for me, and if you're finishing 9th, that really doesn't mean much, because on a bad day in January, that could have been, you know, 15th place. So those six teams that we talk about are far and away the top six. I know Everton's there kind of on the cusp, but again, they're kind of just always in that same position most seasons, around 60 points and you know, pushing for Europe but not getting there. But like I said prior to the break, O to B Arsenal, because you know, you didn't make it automatically through the Champions League. You didn't finish top four. So you finish 5th, yeah, you're ahead of United, but at the end of the day, Mourinho has another one up on Arsene Wenger.
Well, and you know he won't enjoy that too much. And I think again, to me, that, you know, the word success, okay, the goal for me, for United this year, the main goal, obviously they want to win the league. Obviously they would like to have qualified in first, second, or third, fourth place. But the goal was to get to Champions League starting in August, September, and they're going to be doing that. And to me, that is huge for the club, and it's a big, number one, it's a big payday to be involved in Champions League, even in the group stage. Can they push on and be better? I think they have the makings of a good squad. It really depends on who they bring in the offseason here.
Last one for you, Davey, before we let you go, and that is Chelsea FA Cup final. The Arsenal this weekend, Antonio Conte with the opportunity to get the double in his first year, his first season in the Premier League. Wow. And it's funny, I guess, in a way, that it's Arsenal in the final, because it was that fateful fixture. I think it was match day 8 in the Premier League where Arsenal wiped Chelsea 3-0. Mm-hmm. And that's when Antonio Conte said, we're going to switch things up. And the rest is history, really.
Isn't it? Yeah.
He rode a wave. He had his players. He put them in certain spots. John Terry sat on the bench the rest of the way, among a couple others. He sold off Oscar. The rest is history. And here he is on the verge of doing something special in his first season.
So is Conte your man?
You know what? No, he's not, actually.
I didn't think so.
And some people will mistake that for me on Twitter. It's just the Italian angle. I think what he did with Italy at Euro was phenomenal, considering the pieces that he had. And I think next year, I'll say this right now, I think next year Antonio Conte is going to be going to have it way more difficult, because he's going to have Champions League. And I saw what he did at Juventus and Serie A when he won mm-hmm. titles and had Champions League, and he had a difficult go. He was winning leagues and it was easier there, but the success in Champions League was very difficult to come by. But I will say this, I think he shook things up this year in the Premier League, and I think he was masterclass and a class of his own when it came to tactics.
Yeah, he certainly shook things up, and right from the get-go, and as you said, that week 8 really changed everything for Chelsea when they just took off. So, yeah, he's a really interesting and entertaining to watch, and I think that's been as much this year in the Premier League about the managers as there has been about some of the players and some of the games. But I didn't know that much about him, I have to be honest with you, until he came here and really read in and dug in, and highly, highly respect him. They've got a great opportunity here to win the double in his first year. A sneaky feeling, though, Wenger's going to pull one out in his last game here, and I think it will be his last game, and I think you'll see him move on at his own decision. And I think he's going to pull something out here special. They've been a kind of FA Cup specialist, haven't they,
last
3 or 4 years, Arsenal. And with that experience, and I think Wenger might just pull this out.
Oh, they absolutely have. And it really does, you know, it does work out to be a pretty tasty-looking draw there, 9:30 on Saturday morning. Always fun, my friend, and we will do it again next week. Thanks for doing it on a busy week for you. Much appreciated, and we'll touch base next week.
We will, and I will pay you the respect of coming to the studio next week. Sounds good, mate.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
That's David Norman, former Canadian international, my kind of co-host here on SoccerX Radio on TSN 1040. I take a break, late for a break. Whitecaps FC right back. Shannon Williams will join me on the other side. We'll talk about his season to date. We'll talk about me being the president of his fan club. SoccerX Radio right here, TSN 1040.
This summer, keep your car from overheating. Use EcoFreeze engine coolant from GFL Environmental. GFL creates EcoFreeze using a state-of-the-art vacuum distillation process to remove contaminants and used antifreeze, creating an upcycled product that offers maximum protection. Plus, EcoFreeze uses only 20% of the energy to produce, making it the right choice for your engine, your wallet, and the environment. EcoFreeze, formulated for change. Available at Pennzoil 10-minute oil change centers.
Sundays on Crave TV, it is happening again. The series that changed television forever returns. Twin Peaks, Sundays. Go to CraveTV.ca to start your one-month trial.
The beautiful game's biggest stars live on TSN.
What's the goal? That is sensational.
Follow Europe's ultimate club competition.
That's what they've been waiting for.
UEFA Champions League on TSN.
There's a special satisfaction to working in your garden and enjoying delicious vegetables straight from your own backyard. Right now, the Home Depot's Garden Center has great savings on everything you need to grow a beautiful garden, like Vigoro Organic Garden Soil, now only $5.68, or Vigoro Annuals, 3 for $10. So hurry in and see why spring savings start here. Offer ends May 31st. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While quantities last, see store or homedepot.ca for details.
At Nissan, all our innovations are factory approved. Innovations like available forward emergency braking that can apply brake pressure to help you avoid a collision. Now our offers are factory approved too, like a 0% lease for 39 months on Sentra SV, featuring Xtronic transmission, heated front seats, and more. It's like paying only $49 a week. Hurry, Nissan factory approved offers end May 31st. Visit choosenissan.ca or your Nissan retailer. 214 monthly with $9.95 down.
Eagle Ridge GM, BC's highest volume Chevrolet and GM truck store, is celebrating Truck Month with the year's best offers on the planet's best trucks. Score discounts of up to 15 grand on new GMC Sierras or Chevy Silverados, or receive 0% financing OAC. And to sweeten the deal, Eagle Ridge is offering up to $15,000 in cash back to pay off your credit cards. The time to buy is now. It's Truck Month at Eagle Ridge GM, 2595 Barnett Highway, 2 blocks west of Coquitlam Center.
Eagle Ridge GM saves you money.
Is trying 20 beds for a couple seconds each while you're awake really the best way to make a 10-year investment? Hi, my name is Neil, and I'm one of the co-founders of Casper. We make a single perfect mattress and let you sleep on it in your own home for 100 nights to decide if you like it. Our dedicated team of engineers and designers developed a sleep surface that's both supportive and breathable. And over the past 3 years, we've continuously improved its performance based on data and feedback from our nearly 500,000 Casper customers. In fact, it's fast becoming the internet's favorite mattress, with over 20,000 global reviews and an average of 4.8 stars. We ship directly from our facilities in Canada, and you can try the mattress for 100 nights in your own home, risk-free, with free shipping and free returns. If you don't like it, we'll pick it up and give you a full refund. Visit Casper.ca and use code EARLY to get $65 towards your mattress purchase. Terms and conditions apply. That's code EARLY at Casper.ca. Thanks for checking us out.
I'm sitting in a brand new CAT skid steer from Finning. It's one tough and impressive machine, and if it was yours, you'd want me to get the heck out of it so you could put it to work. So here's the deal. During the Finning winning season event, you can collect special keys and enter to win this beast for a year or one of hundreds of other prizes. See your Finning branch or visit finningwinning.com for details. In the meantime, I'm just going to sit here in your skid steer until you win it.
Demo a machine, get an entry to win a skid steer for a year, and $750 if you purchase.
Say goodbye to roaming passes and fees, and hello to the new Canada-US plan. Now you can use your phone in both countries all on one convenient monthly plan.
Y'all can call down south from Canada anytime.
And text your ma from Boston to let her know how you are.
Or, like, totally send pics to your friends from the beach.
Whether you're in Canada or the U.S., you'll have unlimited talk and text. Plus, use your data just like at home. Conditions apply. Learn more at telus.com/CanadaUS.
A message from Canadian Blood Services. Here in your community and all across the country, there's an immediate need for donations, and you can do something about it. You're busy, but are you really too busy to roll up your sleeve and donate blood for someone whose life depends on it? Give life. Book an appointment now at blood.ca. Canadian Blood Services. It's in you to give.
There are 3,000 appointments to be filled every week before Canada Day. Book now at blood.ca.
Weekends are made for painting, so come into Cloverdale Paint and get ready to tackle that painting project. Cloverdale Paint has everything you need, including professional advice that'll save you time and money. Visit CloverdalePaint.com for their savings-filled flyer, then take advantage of amazing deals and expert advice at all Cloverdale Paint stores. Cloverdale Paint.
Hey, John Shorthouse here. Think bankruptcy is your only solution? Think again. Here to explain is Blair Manton, trustee at Sands & Associates.
Well, John, more and more Canadians are finding debt relief with the help of consumer proposals. They stop all interest, reduce your debt by up to 80%, and give you the time you need to make the necessary payments.
You have options.
Explore them with us. We're Sands & Associates licensed insolvency trustees.
For a free consultation, click sands-trustee.com or call 310-0911.
Listening to Soccer X Radio on TSN 1040.
Shannon Williams joins us here on Soccer X Radio. Shannon, thanks for doing this. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So, we were talking a little off air and just about the weather that we've seen here in Vancouver over the last little while, because, I mean, you come over in the off season and the weather's been crap for the longest time, and here we are, and now you're getting to enjoy some of it.
Yeah, when I got here, it was definitely dreadful, and it probably didn't help that for preseason we were in Wales and Portland, where it wasn't much better. So it's nice to enjoy the nice weather while it's here, and it seems like everybody's in a better mood.
How's the move been for you so far?
It's been long, been a long process moving to Canada. It's not easy. A lot of nuances and things that have to change when you move up from the States. But overall, it's been good.
On the field, it's worked out well for the Caps lately. And obviously, they were tracking you. They were obviously interested in you. They wanted you. Were you aware of the issues that this club had at right back last season?
Yeah, I was. Definitely a spot that's maybe not the big ticket item that all the fans, get excited about when you sign a right back, but a spot on the field and for me and for the left side is very important in building a team and building something that works on a back line.
There was a bit of a revolving door in that position, as I alluded to before, last season. Fraser Aird was there, Jordan Smith was there. We saw other players in that role. Kendall Waston had difficulties last year, and discipline aside, this was a guy, a center back, who was getting kind of pulled, and once he gets out into those wide areas, and you're a winger, that winger is going to win that battle often. And I've said this a few times that you've made Kendall Waston better. How's it been working alongside him?
It's been great. Kendall is one of the best center backs in this league when he can do what he's good at. And I've just tried to make his job easy. I don't think any team would want their center backs out wide, really. That's not their strength. Mm-hmm. So the more I can keep him in the middle and letting him battle with the center forwards and defending crosses and whatnot is the better he's going to be. So I've just tried to do my part and tried to really just do my job. And, for me, it's been a good relationship. I know that he's got my back at all times, and he's been great for us this year.
Whitecaps right back. Shannon Williams joins us here. Soccer X Radio, TSN 1040, TSN1040.ca. What's changed here over the last little while? A bit of a slow start to the campaign for the club on the whole, but we've seen some consistent lineups, yourself obviously included in those lineups through Robbo, and some pretty above-average results.
Yeah. You know, at the beginning of the season, it was tough to kind of get the consistency with so many games, with us being in Champions League and that. So now I think we're in a steady flow of games, and we can, you know, be pretty consistent with our lineup. And I think that helps our team, you know, be good on both ends of the ball. When you know the ins and out of every player that you're going to play with during a game, I think it bodes well for you as a player and for your team as well.
And I talked about it last week on the program that, you know, even that 2-1 loss at Houston, and you go down a couple goals and really on the penalty, for me it was highly questionable. But despite going down a couple, there was some really good fight, some really good push, and it really, I think, caught Houston on their heels towards the end of that match.
Yeah, I think since we've thrown out this consistent lineup, even in the losses that we've had, we've been I think very good. You know, it goes back to even when we lost to Portland in their place. Something that, like I said, when you're playing with the same guys and you know what to expect out of them, it makes things a lot easier. And we know that we have to be better in some of those games. And even in some of the wins, we can definitely be better. But this is a team that's never going to give up, regardless of the situation. And I think we've been put in some different situations so far this year, and I think that we've done our best to handle them the way a team should. Like you said, going down 2-0 in Houston is not ideal, and you know, maybe a questionable PK call, but even so, I think the team battled on. I think we got a good goal from Breck and then continued to press, and even had a good chance to get a second. So it's a team that for me right now is confident and playing for each other, which is a good thing.
Nice opportunity here, and it started really with the victory over Sporting Kansas City last weekend, but a nice opportunity with some home matches here. You got 4 on the trot, and you got DC United coming to town. We talked about consistent lineups, but Matias Laba not in because of yellow card accumulation.
Yeah, so definitely a huge loss. He's somebody that covers so much ground, somebody that shields the back line extremely well. But, you know, I know that we have guys in that locker room that are going to step up and fill in for Matty this week. And, you know, I've said it before, if we come home and don't pick up the maximum amount of points, then it's disappointing because we've put in so much hard work on the road to get 2 wins out of 4. Mm-hmm. So we need to come home and take care of business at home.
Whitecaps FC defender Shannon Williams joining us here, Soccer X Radio, TSN 1040, and online at tsn1040.ca. You mentioned the Champions League, and you know, we saw the match with the New York Red Bulls, and of course, going to Tigres, hosting them, we saw the quality of that team. What was it like for you to participate in that competition?
Yeah, it was great. I think it definitely opened the team's eyes to the level that we need to be at. You know, that we ran into a team that, you know, I'm not afraid to say was better than us at this given time. Mm-hmm. They're a good team, and I thought did a good job. Even down in Mexico, had some chances to get a goal down there, and even when we came back, scored an early goal, which is what we needed, and I think we just ran out of a little bit of gas, and a little bit of, we lacked a little bit of quality. It was early in the season. I think we're definitely a different team now. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it was a good opportunity for us to measure ourselves against, you know, a really good team out of Mexico.
You didn't play in the midweek here in that Canadian Championship victory over Montreal, but a nice opportunity for you to sit back and watch the others. What did you make of that result and that performance?
Yeah, it was a good result. We had a good amount of guys that, you know, maybe not regularly getting minutes right now, step up and get a good result against, I thought, was a good amount of first-team guys that Montreal threw out there. And I thought that for those guys to step up, shows what kind of team we have, and shows that, you know, it's not just 11 guys that have been starting lately. We have good depth and players that can come in and make a difference, and also players that can challenge for starting roles, which I think is big for the club and big for a team that has ambitions to have a good season and to push on past that.
There's been so much buzz over, well, this season, even going back to last, about Alphonso Davies and what he can bring. Of course, we know his age and how young he is, but what do you see from a guy like him that kind of sets him apart?
I think what I see in him is, and this is going to be pretty vague, but I'll explain, is that he just gets it. He understands his role. He understands what he's good at. He understands that it's not only on the offensive side of the ball that he needs to work hard, but also on the defensive side of the ball. I've had some young players on the teams that I've been on, and it's never really seemed like they're ready. And for me, he's ready. He could step in and start for this team on any day, and nobody would bat an eye. It's somebody that has all the tools to go on and be an amazing player. And he's humble. He never gets too ahead of himself. He's a great kid to be around. And for me, age has never really mattered. It's whether you can step across the line and mm-hmm. do your job, and he can do it. And as you saw, he scored a great goal. Stepped up the second one as well. And it's actually incredible to see a 16-year-old. I look back when I was 16, and I was nowhere close to that. So credit to him and the people that have helped him get to this point.
The guys in the room, are they kind of keeping him obviously they want him to be comfortable, but are they kind of treating him a little carefully here? Because, you know, if memory serves, you played with Freddie Adu in Philadelphia. Yeah. And you know, it's almost a bit of a throwaway now when it comes to American or Canadian, North American soccer. A bit of a joke, because this is a guy who came up so young and kind of, it just didn't work out for him career-wise. What is he, only 27, 28 years of age now? And we saw what happened. When you played with him, you spent time with him, what kind of, like, what do you think happened in his career path that it kind of went this way?
Just, I can't speak for Freddie or what he was dealing with, but I think there's a lot of pressure mm-hmm. Put on a lot of young players, whether it be in Canada or in the States, to be the next big thing, the next Messi or the next Ronaldo. And, you know, for me and, you know, a credit to our coaching staff, they've encouraged him to be himself and to do the things that he's good at. They've never tried to put pressure on him or to try to make him into something that he's not. And also credit to him. He's a humble kid. He understands that, you know, he's not, you know, the 8-year veteran and going to be out there, you know, boasting and being overconfident and getting ahead of himself. He comes to work every day, and he puts in the effort that everybody expects of him, whether you're 16 or whether you're, you know, the oldest guy on the team. He is, it's hard to say, but he's a good pro, and he's only 16. And you don't see that even from guys that have been in the league for a lot of years. Like I said, it's just somebody that gets all the things that he needs to do to be successful and to be part of the 18 and the 11 that starts the game. He's a good kid.
Yeah, definitely looking like some big things for him down the road. On a side note, were you at IMG at the same time as Freddie?
I was not. Freddie's a little bit older than I am. I was probably maybe 4 years behind him.
Okay, but you were you there at the same time as Breck Shea?
Yeah, me and Breck are good friends. Me and Breck went to a couple youth national team World Cups, and mm-hmm. also were on the team that was trying to qualify for the Olympics in London.
How was that that environment. You were 2 years at IMG Soccer Academy. I mean, so much,
yeah,
so much talent going through there, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, we look back from time to time and there's so many talented guys and so many guys that you think are destined to be, you know, amazing professionals and go a long way. And it never works out that way. I think from my class, there's maybe, hopefully I'm not calling it, but there's maybe three guys in the league. And,
wow.
And that's out of a team of what started as a group of 40, mm-hmm. that we had. So, you know, things don't always go according to plan. And it, like I said, you know, it's, some people get it at a young age and know what needs to be done to be successful, and some people don't and take different paths. It's definitely an experience that I wouldn't trade anything for. I've made a lot of good friends, and it's definitely helped me as a player to be where I'm at today.
And last one for you. We talked about Breck there. It must be great for you to reunite with him, and great to see his success as well, bouncing back from that knee injury, and he's come through here. Obviously started in the midweek, but made a couple of substitute cameo appearances and really contributed.
Yeah, Breck's been a great addition to our team. Like I said, somebody that I've known a long time, and definitely for a while there was watching from afar while he was, doing great things at FC Dallas first, and then made his way over to England. And, somebody that, you know, I'm happy to have on our team and happy to reconnect with as somebody that I've known since I was 15 years old. We're completely different than we were when we were 15. He's got, you know, his second kid on the way, and I've got a little one as well. Both have families, married and whatnot. So definitely a lot different than when we were 15 and not a lot of cares mm-hmm. in the world other than playing soccer and having fun.
Well, Shane, thanks so much for doing this. I really enjoyed it, and we'll catch up again down the road. And congrats on the early season success that you've had and the club has had so far.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Definitely was a pleasure to be on the show, and hopefully talk again soon.
Enjoyed that conversation with Shannon Williams of Whitecaps FC. It's Shannon, everyone, not Shannon. He clarified that for me. Wrap it all up on the other side as we close out episode 2 of Soccer X Radio right here, TSN 1040.
Hello, Alpine Credits.
You're the guys that say, approved, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I told the wife I want to go on a 2-week fishing trip, and she did not approve, so I want you to do it.
We only approve homeowners for loans, for renovations, consolidating debt, that type of thing.
Can I just watch the Fishing Channel instead?
Sure.
2 whole weeks?
Yes.
Yes.
With over $1 billion in loans since 1969, Alpine Credits has been helping homeowners get their loans approved, regardless of their credit, age, or income. Alpine Credits. Homeowners get approved.
Boaters love their Evinrude E-Tech G2 outboard engines.
I'm talking about being able to go anywhere from 40 to 50 miles further on a tank of fuel.
Having power steering, it makes it super easy to drive.
And now, for a limited time, Evinrude's Run Fearless sales event includes 8 years of coverage on all E-Tech engines and accessories.
The ease of driving it and the warranty was, to me, a slam dunk.
Subject to exclusions, limitations of liabilities, and other terms and conditions, see your authorized qualified Evinrude dealer for details.
I love my G2.
Offer ends June 30th.
It's the biggest dance competition in the world.
From executive producer Jennifer Lopez.
It gives you a feeling.
The world-renowned dance competition comes to CTV with co-judges Derek Huff and Neo and host Jenna Dewan Tatum.
It's a ride from beginning to end.
Only one thing matters.
The winner of the show gets $1 million.
You're welcome.
World of Dance, new series, starts Tuesday at 10 on CTV.
At Ford Service, you'll have a team of Ford-trained experts working for you. First, engineers provide technicians with the latest technology. Linda?
Thanks, Dwayne. Then they work with advisors to give you the best service. It's better when people work together. Because when they don't... Gary?
What?
Say your line.
No.
See what I mean? Dwayne.
Thanks, Linda. Get the works for $69.99, including an oil change, tire rotation, and up to 83-point inspection and vehicle report card from our team of experts. When it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown. Taxes extra. See store for details. Thanks for nothing, Gary.
With the iHeartRadio app, you never have to miss a minute of the drama.
Richie shoots, he scores!
Up-to-the-minute analysis and opinions from the best insiders in the biz.
One of the best goalies in the world, and he struggled in these playoffs somewhat inexplicably.
Listen to TSN 1040 on the go anytime, anywhere, and it's always free. Brought to you by Rick Bowall and Associates, McDonald Realty Westmar.
Get your home sold guaranteed. Go to rickgetsyoumore.com.
During Honda's Checkered Flag event, you can lease a Honda CR-V LX for just $80 a week with zero down. Every CR-V comes standard with a remote engine starter and a multi-angle rear-view camera, so you can reverse without worrying about oncoming traffic. Or that weird-looking cat that's always sleeping in your driveway. Lease a Honda CR-V LX for just $80 a week with zero down at 3.99% for 60 months. Find yours at bchonda.com.
Did the bank say no? It's time to talk to Freedom Capital. I'm Pip Dhaliwal, financing professional for Freedom Capital. While the banks impose impossible stipulations, Freedom Capital offers creative solutions. Private financing up to 85%. Commercial loans up to 100 million. Construction loans up to 100% funded. Business loans, land-only financing, and foreclosure prevention. Fast, easy funding, even for the most challenging cases. If you don't fit in the conventional financing box, apply now at freedomcapital.com. Your creative mortgage solutions provider.
This week at Lowe's, it's the big outdoor event with huge savings. Save 10% off all in-stock pressure-treated lumber and composite and cedar decking. Save 15% on all in-stock gazebos and lawnmowers. Plus, get 5 times the Air Miles reward miles when you spend $100 or more. And get 10 times Air Miles on all major appliances. Plus, for 4 days this Thursday to Sunday, Save the Tax has been held over on nursery, gardening, patio, fashion, plumbing, and flooring items. That's on top of our sale prices. See store or lowes.ca for details.
Sir Randy, Richmond Chrysler. I can't read this.
It's true.
Just
read it.
25% off every new Ram pickup in stock.
Save up to 21 grand.
Lease a brand new Ram pickup from 168 bi-weekly zero down.
And I own the leasing company. Bad credit and a good story? I can approve you.
Interest rates from 0%.
40 grand instant cash back.
Free gifts with every test drive. Free barbecue every weekend.
Only at Richmond Chrysler and the Richmond Auto Mall.
Don't let anything distract you from factory-approved days at Applewood Nissan. With select 2017 Rogue leases that look like 59 weekly and Sentras that look like 49 weekly. Both topped up with factory-authorized features made for summer driving. Except right on cue, the arrival of the eager, new, fun-loving Nissan Qashqai. The compact utility crossover that can hardly wait for long weekends. Applewood Nissan. Fraser Highway and 152nd in Surrey. Richmond Auto Mall. And applewoodnissan.ca.
The Source is the place for your next smartphone. With all the latest phones from top brands like Samsung and LG and a great selection of accessories, we'll always help you make the perfect choice. Plus, when you trade in your old phone, you'll get a minimum of $100 towards your new one, or to spend on some very cool accessories, like headphones from Bose and Beats, or choose from a wide selection of phone cases. Ooh, the light-up selfie case, my personal favorite. The possibilities are endless. Phones from $0, great accessories, and $100 to spend at The Source. I want that.
Honey, I think we should start looking for a house.
Okay, let's figure out what we can afford. And
I just did.
What?
I pre-qualified us for an RBC mortgage.
While I was ordering coffee?
Actually, yes.
Wow. What can you do while I get a Danish?
The RBC True House Affordability Tool. Get a personalized estimate of how much you can afford in 60 seconds to help with your home search. Go to rbc.com/60seconds. RBC, let's make someday happen. And don't miss RBC employee mortgage pricing. Offer applies to eligible residential mortgages only. Other conditions apply.
And now, back to Soccer X Radio on TSN 1040. Here's Mike Martinego.
So, you know, at the end of Jimmy Kimmel, where he thanks Matt Damon, this is what I'm doing to Patrick Johnston tonight. I'm sorry, Pajay. Just a jam-packed clock show. Thank you, Pens and Sens. So I say sorry to Patrick Johnston, but he knows. He's accepted my apologies, I think. So I'll touch base with him in a week's time. You be quiet, Beck.
just wrapping it all up here on the show. We got to get out of here in a matter of moments. Caps, DC United this weekend, Saturday, BC Place, 4 o'clock kickoff. It's on this very station. And then the second leg between themselves, Montreal Impact on Tuesday, Stade Saputo, 4:30. It's on 1410. Look at that. Thanks so much for listening to episode 2 of SoccerX Radio. Back at it next Thursday night. Follow me on Twitter at Mike Martinego for details on the time and hopefully no Stanley Cup playoff interruption. SoccerX Radio right here on TSN 1040.
This TSN 1040 podcast is powered by Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal. In Fort Coquitlam and online at metromotors.com.